All right, gentlemen. We've been talked at and been talking, and now it's time to do some actual real work, right? So, one thing that I want to get out of the box right away is that our next sort of big event that we have coming up is actually in March. And I can't have the date on the tip of my tongue. I'll look it up for you. I think it's like Friday in March. I think it's the third Friday in March. I don't have a date. But we're singing at Carl Rose's church in the evening, and it's going to be a great way for us to sort of do a little bit of showcase of what we got coming up for our May concert. So I'll get that date, and there'll be some communication coming out soon with all the dates to say. But one thing, yes, you had it there left.
I got the calendar. You said it was when in March?
Third Friday.
20th. Right during spring break.
But we'll send out dates that we want to get on your calendar. And this year, I'm going to make an impassioned plea that we are all hands on deck. We've got everything that's leading up to our fall convention, right, in October, where we are the hosts at Prairie Meadows for the five-state district convention and competition. So we need to put our best foot forward. We want to have a good showing. And as I was talking with Chandler, who's a guest tonight, thank you, Chandler. Chandler did Newsies with me at the Playhouse this past summer, but I've actually been chatting with the cast of Newsies, and I have this sort of secret, not so secret plan for us to grow our ranks and do something a little unique, and we'll put our best foot forward when we host the competition. And that's, I've invited the Newsies cast to come and sing with us at competition and become members of our chorus, and we would have a built-in group of guys that could do choreography and things as our sort of front line. So I've got so far 8 saying that they're on board. So 8 new people is great. Now, there are obviously a lot of them in colleges, some at ISU, some at Iowa City, and some even a little further than that. So my plan is to do rehearsals with them on some Saturdays and outside of our normal Monday night stop. But then once we get close to our stuff coming up in October, they'll actually start joining us. And my ask of you is, one, we're all going to be, yes, on deck and present, and we want you all on stage. So block off that October 9th and 10th stop right now and make sure that it is the event that all other things become conflicts for. Does that make sense? Okay. Also, though, that means that probably in the week or two leading up to the contest, we'll probably be doing some extra rehearsals. More than one a week kind of a thing, okay? Really excited about this opportunity. I think that there's a great way for us to inherit and see some youthful energy, a way for us to put a little more pizzazz on the stage. But then three, this could open up doors for these folks to bring in potential new members, heck of a lot more audience, okay? So I think that this is a great opportunity, and I'm asking you to seize the reins and not let just these other folks do the work, okay? My personal challenge to every single one in this chorus is one person that is a guest or becomes a member of the chorus in the next calendar year, okay? That is my personal goal. If each of us does that, instantly double the size of our chorus, and along with that comes even new, more fun invitations after that. It doesn't work by just, putting a little Facebook blurb out there or doing it. It's all personal invitation. So thank you for those of you that bring in folks. My goal, yes, have that choir get back up into the 40s and 50s number by the time we get to October instead of our 30 number. So let's do it. Okay? How are we going to do it? Well, we're going to do it by having a lot of fun. You've probably seen that there is a theme to the music. Our show on May 2nd, get that on your calendars, our show on May 2nd, which is happening at Franklin, where we did the Harmony for the Homeless benefit concert. That is where we do our show, and the theme is called Barbershop Boogie Nights. That's the show, Barbershop Boogie Nights. And you'll notice that all the music that we're going to be starting to work on in the new repertoire is all that late 70s, early 80s, kind of disco-esque sort of vibe, and just a lot of fun stuff that will hopefully, one, entail that we're going to have some fun during the rehearsals. I mean, when do you ever get to perform the theme to the Love Boat, which is the best disco TV jingle of all time, okay? And the Irvindale High School Show Choir, they actually sang a portion of Love Boat in their season. I think it was last year, is that right?
Yeah.
So it's the young folks have fun with this type of music, which is another sort of way that we can do some recruiting stuff. So we've got, obviously, from past Youth and Harmony, we got Don't Stop Me Now, so we have Queen, right? We got the Love Boat theme song. We got Xanadu, ELO. We've got, what am I missing? We got Weekend in New England, which is a nice ballad song from Mr. Barry Manilow. So that'll be coming next week. You don't have it in your hands yet. We've got All Over the World. So we got some, is that Bee Gees?
No,
that's still ELO, right? But we got, what's the other one? How Deep Is Your Love? Okay, that's a Bee Gees song, right? So we got a lot of fun music coming down the pipeline that I'm excited about. Everything that we've got available is in Groupinizer, so you can go and peek at it and see it. If you haven't already been there, there are learning tracks for all the music that we have in there. Some of them are unfortunately poorly made by myself, but that's kind of the way that things got to run here for at least a little bit. So my apologies to you in advance. Having that. Okay.